with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As more information emerges about what exactly happened at yesterday's mass shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church, Hennepin Healthcare EMS Chief Martin Shearer says there were notable acts of courage inside the church during the shooting.
There's a lot of maybe unrecognized heroes in this event, along with the children that were protecting other children, which is really amazing to hear about. I might be saying too much, but we had one kid that covered up another kid and took a shotgun blast to his back and things like that, and they were helping each other out.
Two children died and 18 were wounded in the attack. The shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, fired 116 rifle rounds through stained glass windows while the children celebrated Mass during the first week of classes at the Annunciation Catholic Church. He later killed himself. Former Major League Baseball player Mark Teixeira announced Thursday that he is running for an open U.S. House seat in Texas. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Teixeira, who played first base for four teams over his 13-year career, made the announcement on a post on the social media platform X, saying he is a lifelong conservative and is running on principles to make Texas and the U.S. great. He's running for the seat representing Texas's 21st congressional district, currently held by Republican Chip Roy, who announced last week he will run for state attorney general. Teixeira pledged to be a supporter of President Donald Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Trump administration has asked a military base outside of Chicago for support on immigration operations. The move offers a clue of what's expanded law enforcement crackdown might look like in the nation's third largest city. On Wall Street, the Dow by 71 points. This is SRN News. A new study looks at LGBT Americans and religion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia have closed a small church in West Java without warning and have expelled the evangelist who is ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. There's not another church for miles around. Indonesia's mostly Muslim, but violence against Christians has so far been rare. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates continue to rise.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.56%. That's the lowest level in 10 months. Mortgage rates have been easing in recent weeks, reflecting declines in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. When mortgage rates fall, they boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Still, the recent decline in rates has yet to spur a turnaround in home sales, which remain in a slump. I'm Alex Vega.
The U.S. economy rebounded this spring from a first-quarter downturn caused by fallout from President Trump's trade wars. In an upgrade from its first estimate, the Commerce Department said Thursday that U.S. gross domestic product, the nation's output of goods and services, expanded at a 3.3% annual rate from April through June. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.